patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Yes, we believe at some point she will be named the head coach of an NBA team similar to Jeff Saturday, who was picked as the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. Hasn't happened yet.
Out of the blue.
The only one who won't be surprised will be the members of this show and all the people who listen as well. Good afternoon, Zora.
Good afternoon. If I'm picked, I want some experience, though. I want to work my way up.
No. Come on.
No.
Just what I said. Zora, you get hired. You'll find some people with experience that can help you. And no problem.
Well, hey, how about this? If I'm getting hired,
yeah,
coming straight from journalism as a head coach in the NBA, as a black woman, that means that we've made some huge strides in this country if I get hired with no experience. So,
well, no, but you have experience as a basketball player. You are an outstanding college player. It's not like they just picked you out and you had played pickleball or something.
I agree, but most people would need some sort of coaching experience before they're a head coach of a professional.
Jeff Saturday didn't.
I don't think you would. All right, let's imagine now. Do you want to be the head coach of the Bucks? What you would say after the loss to Atlanta, or? Give us some insight. I don't know if you're comfortable with that, but
you'd have to ask me a specific question.
No, let's see your team speech.
No,
let's
yeah,
about your team speech
the,
in the locker room
in
after the,
locker
the game.
Room. All right, you're speaking now to player Tony Smith and equipment manager Homer, who's there just picking up uniforms. Take it away, head coach Zora Stevenson.
Ooh. Well, honestly, I'd go to Wesley, I'd go to Grayson, and I'd ask how they're doing and how they're feeling. So I'd probably do that to the side. My first inclination would probably be shorthanded. We've dropped two of the last three. But before I even nitpick on anything you all did, I want to give props to the rookie, Marjon Beauchamp. Not easy to get put into the starting lineup when guys are out, and to produce, not just offensively, but the way you were active defensively. Hey, guys, I know it sounds cliche, but it is a make or miss league. In order for us to have a shot, we're going to have to knock down some open looks. I don't know what you have to do. I don't know if it's getting extra shots up in the gym. If you feel like you're not getting the ball in position to be successful, let me know. We can talk about it. I'm going to go look at the film. I charge you all to go do the same thing. As always, you can get with the assistant coaches if you need specific clips. But we've got to knock down shots. Our defense has led the way for the entire early part of this season. That's why we're 10-3. But there's going to come a time where we need to figure out this offense. So I'm going to go back and look at all the film and see if there's any little things and any wrinkles I can put in, give us better spacing and better movement so you all have better opportunities to score. But I would really like for you all to maybe get some extra shots up next few days. Let me know if you need anything else. Let's get after it. Practice tomorrow at noon. See you in the morning.
Now, I'm just the equipment manager, but I'm impressed.
Hey,
but,
Coach, I got a question.
Can
you not play me when Grayson's in the game? I don't want to be in the game when he's in the game.
You're saying is everybody is this a group conversation? Or
no, this is I pull you aside. Coach.
Pulled you aside. Afterwards.
I can't play with dude.
And then I'll be Zora just this one time.
Who are you,
Tony? Why are you just a pain? Why do you do this?
Tony,
what's the
Tony,
point?
Wait, who are you? Are you Giannis or are you someone else with a different role?
Yeah. So it depends.
Yeah.
So you're not equal to all players. Okay, you're one of those coaches.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
No, I'm equal in terms of holding everybody accountable, but there's facts here in terms of
I'm Drew Holiday.
Well, we don't say we don't play with anyone on this team.
I didn't say I wouldn't, I said I don't want to if possible. Can you please keep us on opposite rotations?
And I'm going to tell you that Grayson is helping
us. He's hurting my plus minus, coach.
And why is that? Is there anything we can work on that
yeah,
you
can
and Grayson
work on, you
have
can work on him not being a knucklehead. Can
so
we
maybe,
trade him
maybe
already?
Let's have a meeting. Let's have a meeting with you and Grayson.
Hey, aren't there trade rumors? Can you guys just trade him? I'd like to get Jay Crowder in here if possible, Coach.
Zora, can I maybe? Pull you aside? Can I pull you aside? Should we maybe just trade him?
Wait, who are you? You're the equipment guy.
Yes, I'm hearing this conversation.
Hey, there's a million of you, pal. I'd shut up if I were you.
Okay, that's a good point. Sorry. I'll go back to getting the uniforms
Giannis
and towels.
Giannis has no problem with Grayson, so therefore I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll go talk to Giannis.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, yeah, right.
He'll have a problem tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll say, Giannis, it's either me or it's Grayson.
Huh?
I want to ask you, Coach, is Atlanta that good, or how good are they? Because granted,
Atlanta is good. You have to give Atlanta credit. I think on paper and even when you play it out, the Bucks are better. I don't want to speak for Atlanta, but I think there's a general consensus that the Bucks have better weapons, better players than Atlanta. What I've noticed, because I've been trying to figure it out too, like, why does Atlanta have success against Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Defensively, Atlanta has gotten exponentially better in this early part of the season. More focus on the defensive end. Namit Millen has talked about it. Offensively, Atlanta scores. They're the team in the NBA that makes the most two-point field goals. Okay?
Wow.
The Bucks are kind of trying to funnel you into that area. They're trying to funnel you into the mid-range, into taking long twos, and that's what Atlanta does. And the Bucks aren't necessarily adjusting to that, nor should they. You know, it's worked for everyone else. And so I think that's one thing, too, that gives the Bucks trouble is, you know, they're making a lot of two-point field goals in that mid-range area. The Hawks play hard. Clint Capella, that guy is relentless on the board. He had a double-double last night. And if the Bucks scored, though, it would have been a different game. Like, if just, like, one person kind of outside of Marjan had a different offensive performance, it would have been we would have talking about maybe a buzzer beater. I think it would have just been a closer matchup. Even without Drew, even without Chris, even without Pat, even out Grayson and Wesley for part of it, right? Like, I don't want to make an excuse, but it is a fact that the Bucks are dealing with a lot of injuries right now.
Talking with Zora Stevenson, future NBA head coach, when the NBA does a Saturday. We don't know when, but we think it's going to happen. I read some analytics or different things, and they just talked about how the Bucks are totally different defensively. They're no longer giving up the threes. They've taken a different approach. How can you explain that? If people would notice it when they play, or I'm assuming that what had to change was that the overall defensive numbers weren't as good last year, which convinced Bud that he had to change. Because if they had still remained one of the elite defensive teams, I don't see how he would have changed his approach to the threes. But I don't
know. Well, the Bucks have always been good defensively, but they haven't been good guarding the three-point line.
Right.
So last season, right, and there's, like, the Bucks have, bread and butter has been, okay, paint protection, right? You're not going to get easy layups, and we force you into taking mid-range, which I talked about with Atlanta. But the three-point attempts and three-point field goal percentage has always been the Bucks' Achilles heel. Last season, 19th in the league in opponent field goal percentage. We go to this season, 9th in the league in, you know, opponent three-point percentage. Coach Bud, the first thing that this team worked on when training camp started was defending the three in a different way. He said, I want your body in the gap, but your mind on your man. Basically, be in a position to get out if you need to. And just, it's like almost like half an inch closer to your man versus being in help. And that makes all the difference in the NBA. So it's just little tiny adjustments that if you really watch, like the gaps aren't as clogged because, you know, the guards are just a little bit more spaced out closer to who they're guarding just to prevent wide open threes. They don't want to give guys just wide open threes, specifically from the corners, you know, go back to that Celtics series in the playoffs and Grant Williams. And it's just more of a mindset to lock down the three, and the numbers are showing they're doing just that.
most fans would say, why did it take this long? What's your answer?
I mean, you won a championship, right?
They never changed.
Yeah, and what if coaches made a lot of adjustments, right, defensively over the years. Bucks switching, Bucks throwing in zones, but Bucks, you know, switching up who's guarding who, putting Giannis on different types of players. I mean, Coach Bud has made a lot of adjustments.
But he had never changed this. This was pretty much consistent
in terms of three-point defense. Yes. Right.
Okay.
Right.
But so you just said before, like, it's a make or miss league in your speech, right? So
it is.
I'm just trying to figure out one of the reasons for, like you said, they won a championship playing the normal way that they played. They were willing to give up threes because they were making a lot of threes. So, you know, they were coming out on the better end of that on the majority of the nights. Did that change? Like, okay, we're not doing as well.
The makeup of the East has changed. I mean, remember on that championship run, you had to go through Atlanta, you had to go through Phoenix, who weren't necessarily just like knockdown shooters. And last year, which gave you, and I would argue even the Raptors, it wasn't the, knocking down threes that was the issue. It was, Giannis being able to be effective even with all the different defenses that are thrown at him. So you adjust based on what knocked you out the previous year, right? Like a few years ago, Bucks really changed up the offense to free up Giannis a little bit. They added Jrue Holiday. Then it was, after the championship run, I didn't notice any big major adjustments. They added the dunker spot. That was huge, right? So now it's like, okay, because the Celtics beat you a lot from the outside, hey, let's adjust how we're guarding the three-point line. I think it's human nature to kind of adjust based on the last thing that gave you trouble.
Is there anything else that has changed since last year?
They've made some, there's some offensive wrinkles, different sets, putting guys in different positions. So coaches have talked about that. I think there's a lot more switching.
Is that because of injury, necessity of injury as well?
No, that was even like right when the season started. Yeah.
But I mean, you didn't have Middleton anyway, though.
Very true. And you didn't have Pat and you didn't have Joe. And yeah, you went into the season knowing that you were missing 20 points per game.
Right.
Right? With Chris being out. Jrue Holiday has been out for the past three games with an ankle sprain. That makes a difference.
Huge.
He did practice today, scrimmaged yesterday, so making progress. Pat Connaughton practiced today for the first time. So things are moving along for some of the injured guys.
Bring Pat back hard slowly. Don't rush Pat back, please. I want him 100,000%.
Okay, I was wondering where that was coming from. I didn't know if that was like a Grayson perspective, like don't rush him back because, from how you talk, or don't rush him back.
According to your player, if Connaughton took 5 years to come back, he wouldn't be too upset.
That would be a good amount of time to just take it. One last serious question.
I'm hip to the sarcasm.
One last question, Zora. Yeah. I know you mentioned Beauchamp, but besides him, who else is benefiting from all the injuries and getting this extra time?
Carter.
Okay. Who do you think I'm going to bring up? Who do you think I'm going to bring up?
Carter. Of course. Dude can defend, man. Jrue Holiday on the guards, and they can shut anybody down. I mean, anybody.
They can, and we knew that, though. I don't think that's what he's shown with guys out. I mean,
he's shown he can score some.
Yes. Score when given the freedom and the opportunity to put it up. Had a career high against Oklahoma City last Wednesday. 36 points, 12 assists. He put up 27 shots. The next highest field goal attempt for Javon this season is 15, and that was the next game after the OKC game. So he's just getting more looks, and he's taking more of his looks because he gets looks, right? But when you're on the floor with Giannis, Andrew, and Brooke, and the whole crew, it's a different pecking order, right? So when your team needs you to score, you're taking more of those looks. So super happy for Javon, because obviously he gets after it defensively. But to see him shine offensively has been cool too.
Coach, good talking to you. All we ask is that when, in fact, a Saturday hits the NBA and someone selects you, is that you give us a call.
What, do you want to be assistant?
Yeah, Homer wants to be an assistant.
No, no, I would not. No, no, I would
That'd
not.
Be hilarious.
I would not take the job because it would not serve you well. I wouldn't mind being the equipment manager, or I'm not sure. There are roles.
I'll take a consultant role.
There are roles that I would take, but none as a coach.
I'll consult on personnel. There will be there will be no Connaughtons on the team.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We got to talk about what kind of players you do like. That'll be next week.
I look forward to you getting a Saturday job and when you hire Tony as a consultant, because I want that to be a weekly show. Mm. That would be some fantastic radio. See you, Coach Zora.
Bye.
Yeah. Can't wait. Next.